Nolte, 70 Hollywood Prairie Firms Threaten Blacklist of Golden Globes. By John Nolte on March 15, 2021. Some 70 Hollywood public relations firms are organizing a mass action against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA, reports The Wrap. What this means is that if the HFPA, which runs the Golden Globes, does not do some immediate affirmative action hiring of certain protected groups, all 87 members of the HFPA will be blacklisted. In other words, the woke Gestapo will make it impossible for members of the HFPA to do their jobs. You see, it's Hollywood PR firms that handle things like press junkets, screeners, screening invites, and interviews, etc. If you consider yourself a Hollywood journalist and are not in the good graces of these PR firms, you cannot do your job. The Wrap explains it this way. For example, the Marvel blockbuster Black Widow comes out on May 7, starring Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, Rachel Weisz and others. Under this action, the stars would not be available for a press conference. The threatened blackout could be devastating to the HFPA, whose members make their living writing articles from press conferences and movie junkets with Hollywood stars. The proposed blackout comes as a new, post-COVID movie season is on the horizon, even as the HFPA has vowed to make immediate changes to its membership in the wake of the revelation that it has no black members. So what is the HFPA doing wrong? Well, the HFPA is made up of 87 entertainment journalists from all around the world. They are the ones who vote for the Golden Globes, and now they are in trouble because not a single black person is a member of the HFPA. But it is not as if the HFPA is not already diverse, at least in the sense of the word as it appeals to woketards. Obviously, there are no conservatives in the HFPA. Or, if there are, no one is saying so openly. As we all know, the woketard definition of diversity has zero to do with intellectual diversity or cultural diversity, as far, hey, let's hire a southerner. Nevertheless, the HFPA membership has more women than men and 35% of its membership is from outside European countries. That sounds pretty diverse to me. What's fascinating, and not a little scary, about all this is that a major, cultural institution that has been around for decades, is in genuine jeopardy of being blacklisted into oblivion. Throughout this month's Golden Globe Awards, the HFPA was relentlessly shamed by its own presenters and winners. On top of that, the ratings were a flat-out catastrophe, a 60% drop from last year. The woke Gestapo smell blood in the water, and are now circling for the kill. Let me tell you, just like their McCarthyite brethren from the 1950s, there is nothing these Nazis love more than the sense of self-righteousness that comes with feeling the power to destroy lives, reputations, and careers, or something as iconic as the Golden Globes. Better still, killing off the Golden Globes will give the Oscars and other award shows more attention and power. I will say this. In the 21st century, there's no way to defend not having a black person in a worldwide club of 87. But the HFPA already knows this and says it is aggressively looking to rectify this wrong. Well, that no longer matters. There is no forgiveness among the woke Nazis. There is no way back. Repentance is not allowed.